They have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at WholesaleHunter.com. That's WholesaleHunter.com. Again, WholesaleHunter.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
With a hot question I probably ought to answer for everyone. She wanted to know who the is Cliff Sims. I think it's a fair question. Who the is Cliff Sims? Cliff Sims was a late goer to college. He tried to get a rock and roll career for a while, and I'm not knocking the guy.
Let me do the knocking.
You can knock him all you want.
Not a fan.
I've remained, believe it or not, friendly with him.
Yeah,
over the years.
I don't have any problem. I don't have a problem with him at all, but that just seems out of line with the economy of books.
Right. There's something in that book somebody wants you to hear.
Yeah.
But he, while he was going through the Alabama Young Republican deal, he met some people that became very fortuitous for him to know, because he ended up being, I guess, hand selected to open the Yellowhammer Politics blog, which became Yellowhammer News, which became a radio show, and
it's a good entity. They got a good brand,
a good media entity, and all that.
You know,
it's owned now not by Cliff Sims. He sold it to somebody, and because when he went to work for Trump, he had to get rid of all that,
right?
And he sold it to somebody, and they've sold it to somebody since. I don't even know who all owns it anymore.
I don't know either.
Well, wasn't it John?
It was John Ross for a while.
His wife,
or John Ross's wife, and I think Tim Howe had something to do with it at one point.
And did they sell it?
No, I think Tim is the publisher now.
I don't know,
but that doesn't mean that you're involved in the owner. I don't know what the.
But these are all lobbyists, by the way.
Right.
Cliff Sims, I think, lobbied initially or hung around with lobbyists a lot. Dax, I think, had an ownership interest. Swadek, he's a lobbyist. Tim Howe's a lobbyist or was at one point. John Ross is a lobbyist or was at one point. These are all lobbyists that own this media brand. That ought to tell you what the media brand does. It services, services messages for clients, I think, basically. But anyway, he made a name for himself. He's good, kind of guerrilla marketing type guy. You know, he was everywhere, and made himself really bigger than he was, and it worked. I mean, and to his credit, he did that. He made himself bigger than he was.
I don't fault him for that.
And he ended up catching the eye of Jeff Sessions. He and Jeff Sessions became big buddies. And, of course, when Sessions was working with the Trump transition towards the end of the Trump campaign, Cliff Sims was selected to go work with the Trump campaign out of Alabama. I think is sort of Sessions' inside guy. Sessions had several people that worked for him that ended up working for Trump, including Stephen Miller, Trump's speechwriter and policy guy. He's a really, really bright guy. I think he's only like 32 or 30, young guy, 30, 32 years old, somewhere in there. But anyway, these guys all worked for Trump, and Cliff Sims was there about a year and a half of his
500 days.
Is that what it was, 500 days? That's a pretty interesting number. Anyway, he was there 500 days, 500-ish days. And he and John Kelly got into a clash, and he got fired.
I know you're shocked, but the New York Times, like their announcement of it, Maggie Haberman wrote.
Oh, well, yeah. So, well, then it's probably a hit piece.
No collusion.
No collusion, yeah. It's probably a hit piece if Maggie Haberman's writing it. But anyway, so that answers my mother's question. My mother's very tactful question, who the f*** is Cliff Sims? I might have added a little coarseness to her question.
Your mom doesn't talk like that?
No, my
mother was Barrymore Sunday school student.
He was, yeah. He
yeah. Saul starts.
That was his entree into
Enterprise.
Politics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
In 2010, he worked on the Barrymore campaign. That's right.
And he and Barry own a house together in Birmingham.
Yeah, and Barry got an out of town membership to the Enterprise Country Club based on the location of that house in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Barrymore's funny.
Yeah.
He's almost a tragic figure. But Cliff Sims is going to get $1 million advance. Now, he'll have to pay taxes on that. I'm sure he owes people money. He's not going to keep $1 million. But still, I wish someone would give me $1 million.
I'd rather, yeah.
I'll write the hell out of a book for $1 million.
Yeah.
I'm a decent writer, too. Give me $1 million. Mm-hmm. I'll write it. I'll write. What do you want?
Hey, I'm a good writer, and I'll write your book for a lot less than $1 million.
Well, listen, but you just named that genre.
Yeah.
I'll do nonfiction, I'll do bio, I'll do fiction. I'll do one of those, like, dime store erotic novels. You know, some dame with her low-cut blouse
on. A bodice ripper?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And a guy named Dax.
Yeah, why not? I'll put him in there. That's fine.
He was a character in one of those.
Guy with, like, a 5-day beard on the cover.
Smut novelist books.
Yeah, see? I could smut novel. That's what I'm thinking of, smut novel. Those have taken off.
Dime store smut.
Yeah. I want to read those 50 Shades books. You saw that movie. Was it any good?
The first one, yeah. I thought it was very interesting.
I need to watch that sometime. See, at least one person's encouraging me to write the smut novel. Dave, I'm onto something here.
I think you are.
I'm going to write it. I'm going to start it today.
Baron Coleman, lawyer, radio host, erotic novelist.
Yeah, AL.com one time described me, they said Baron Coleman, and then in, you know, like parentheses, it said attorney, radio host, political operative. And someone said, you ought to just get a business card that just says that, cites AL.com, but doesn't have, like, contact information. Because honestly, if you can't find my contact information, you're probably not someone I want to talk to. It's not that, I'm not being a smartass. It's not that hard to find. You know, you Google stuff, you find stuff, you should be able to contact anybody just about any time.
Yeah, it's not very hard.
Shouldn't be terribly difficult. 11 minutes after 10 o'clock. I'm going to read that. I think I need, before I start writing my smut, I need to read the most successful smut. I need to read 50 Shades of Grey. In fact, I'm going to start this afternoon.
Sadly, you probably won't be able to put it down.
It's a real page turner.
Is this one of the, is this like one of those where the book is better than the movie? You've not read the book. You just saw the movie.
Yeah, I just saw the movie.
Chicken Man.
All right, talking about the clinics in the schools, could you also make the clinic a technical trade school to give the students an early start training, you know, in the medical field?
No.
You might could, like, at BrewTech or something.
Probably
like
not
that.
Because of
privacy issues.
Yeah.
I mean, you got two sets. See, when you have a medical clinic in a school, you actually have two sets of privacy issues. You got the standard HIPAA, Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, but you also have FERPA.
FUPA?
FERPA. FERPA, FERPA.
BOFUS?
No, FERPA. It's the Federal Education Rights Privacy Act or whatever. If I go back to Dave's high school and I say, was Dave a student here? They can confirm he was a student there and the years of his attendance and any degree obtained. But they can't tell me his grades. They can't tell me his conduct history and all that kind of stuff.
Well, that's good.
And there are people who there are people who do this. I mean, there are services. I don't know if you, as a background search guy, sometimes I had to
maybe you've had to look into these things.
I might have had to use these services. But there are services, for example, on college transcripts.
Yeah.
There are services that go out there and they buy all the records from every school in the country, and then you go to them and you say, I want to know, you know, Jack Campbell on his resume here, it says he went to school at Alabama. Is that true? Says he got a degree in history. Did he get a degree in history? And they will answer those questions for you for a fee. Or they'll provide you a transcript, and or not a transcript of grades or classes taken, but it'll say, like, Jack Campbell, you know, enrolled in 1973. He was enrolled every semester until 1977. He achieved a history degree. That's how they figured out, Chicken Man, Barack Obama's story of his first 3 years of his life wasn't true.
Right.
Because these privacy people they couldn't get his college records because they were sealed up under some deal they had, but they could get his mother's. And his mother was enrolled at the University of Washington 12 days after he was born. Where he told everybody, and she stayed enrolled for several semesters, he told everybody he stayed in Hawaii the first 3 years of his life, and then his father left him. The reality is, his father didn't leave him. Stanley Ann Dunham, left the father and moved to Washington. But again, nobody reports on that because it's Obama.
Well, hey, Barron. When you have the book signed, and let me know where it's going to be so I can get a signed copy.
You want a signed copy of my smut novel? You have you have a suggested title, Chicken Man?
Put down that rubber chicken.
Barron. Mr. Coleman,
best,
if you're nasty.
The best of Barron, you know, something.
Hold on,
like
I'm not
that.
Writing myself into this novel. This is not going to be autobiographical.
Oh, Barron, you can't help yourself. Of course it will be.
I might put an experience or two in there, but
it will be disguised. You know, the names will be changed.
Somebody told me over the weekend about that Facebook fall-to-all we did Friday that you were in it more than anybody else.
That is not true, Jay.
That's what
have
I
you
heard.
Seen the video?
I have not, Barron. I have
Go
not.
Back and watch the video.
Okay.
I'm in it for like 12 seconds. It's a 10-minute video. Carolyn didn't even say anything and got more FaceTime than I got.
Well, it sounds like these mayoral campaigns are starting to shape up.
Boy, aren't they.
People hiring people.
I know. Well, we're not going to get to that quite yet.
No, I know we're not, but I can't wait till we do.
I can't wait till we do either.
What do I know about the Montgomery mayor race?
Apparently not enough to get hired.
You've never won three of them or anything.
Not in a row.
Not the last three.
All right.
God. All right, guys. Our number 272-9228. It's quarter after.
That's weird to me.
What? You win three races in a row in that
the Maori
race?
Thing. Yeah.
We'll find you some work, Dave.
I'm not really worried about it, but I figure, you know, someone will emerge.
Well, we'll get there. We'll be back.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It was time for a change. I wanted something durable for the outdoor patio. The wife prefers a modern look. Concrete by Design took our outdoor living area from ordinary to extraordinary with their unique perfect pavers. I recommend Burt Loeb to anyone who wants to update their walkways, patios, or pool areas. They achieve the upscale look without breaking the bank. Visit ConcreteByDesign.org or Concrete by Design on Facebook to check out their work. And call Bert at 657-1483.
I'm Paul Bailey, Jr.
And I'm Clay Bailey.
The Bailey Brothers.
I'm Paul Bailey, Jr.
And I'm Clay Bailey.
The Bailey Brothers.
Bailey Brothers Music Company.
Hey, Bailey Brothers Music Company.
Where you are the star.
It's that time for the world-famous Bailey Brothers Black Friday event. Your for sure favorite mic marked from $100 to $50. Limit one per customer. D. Addario strings, $2. Fender distortion and chorus pedals, just $20. 5-piece drum kits from Mapex for $300. And go check out their Holiday Elite pop-up shop up the street inside Elite Music Sales, packed with specials from the Gibson and Fender Custom Shops, Taylor and Martin, Paul Reed Smith, and more. Bailey Brothers will be open from 8 to 6 on Black Friday and 9 to 2 on Saturday. And remember, Bailey Brothers Music is where you are still the star.
Fresh cut Fraser fir Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland now available at Southern Homes and Gardens. Stored in water, our fresh cut trees stay hydrated from the moment we receive them until you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season. Bring home beauty and value with a 6 to 7 foot fresh cut tree, just $54.95 while supplies last. From 6 to 14 feet, we've got the perfect size tree for any space. Plus, fresh cut wreaths and garland for doors, windows, and mantles too. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays at Southern Homes and Gardens, Fawn Road.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What is your new task?
I'm going to read the books, and I'm going to get everybody updated. I've been assured by several who have seen the books and the movies that the books are better. I'm going to read the books, forego the movies, and then I'll report back to the audience my thoughts. I don't know if I want to do that on the air, actually.
Wish you wouldn't.
I'll just give it a star rating. Yeah, we'll do it out of 4 stars, like 2.5, 3.5, whatever. 19 minutes after 10 o'clock, guys. My friends over at ASE Credit Union, ASE Credit Union, if you are okay with your present arrangement with your bank, okay, there's a present arrangement most of you have with your banks, or many of you have with your banks, where your bank helps itself to the proceeds in your account from time to time. It just sucks it out of there. If you're okay with that, then don't listen to anything I'm about to say for the next 45 seconds. If that arrangement bothers you, if you're sick and tired of your bank doing that, then pay close, careful attention. There's a place you can go to avoid that drama and that chaos. Go to ASE Credit Union. There's no requirement you use your debit card. Stupid requirement. You use your debit card so many times a month that they take fees out. There's no requirement you keep a minimum balance in there or they take fees out. There's no requirement that you just give them fees every month anyway, just because they want your money. No. ASE Credit Union's absolutely free checking. Put a dollar in there, never look at it again, never. They will give you a free checking account. Now, once you're a member, you get access to all the benefits. You get the free checking account, you get the low interest rates for car loans and personal loans and credit cards and everything else. And you're going to fall in love with the place. You're going to fall in love. It's like Cheers. You walk in, they go, Norm, you know, or whatever your name is. It'd be weird if they called you Norm. Your name was Steve or something, but go by ASE Credit Union. They're federally insured by NCUA. They're equal opportunity lenders. 20 minutes after 10 o'clock, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman with you as always, Monday through Friday from 9 to noon. Dave Mowry joins us on Thursdays and special occasions, the short week being such a special occasion.
Very special.
You guys do Black Friday? Go out and brave all that crap?
Stay as far away from that crap as I can.
I'm thankful that I don't have to.
What does that mean? Your wife does it for you?
No. I really do. I think that there are people that the deals are such that, like, I mean, if you can get a $1,000 TV for $300 or whatever it is, and, like, you can't afford the $1,000 TV and you really need a TV,
yeah,
like, maybe you got to get up at 4 in the morning on Friday after Thanksgiving and do that, and I'm really glad that I've never had to. And that's all, you know what I mean? Like, now, I do think that that's not most of the people, but there are a lot of people that have to get those deals to give their kids a good Christmas or give their wife a good Christmas or whatever. And so I just have a little levity and say, you know what? I don't have to do that, thankfully. Now, I will sit at home on the computer and order a bunch of stuff.
Because,
if they're sending me 50% off something that I've been wanting to buy, why wouldn't I buy it?
No, I'm all for shopping online. And I like our local retailers as well. I encourage people to get out and shop locally as well. What I don't like is these themed days.
Yeah.
This Black Friday, Small Business Saturday,
Cyber Monday.
Can we just stop using the word cyber? Can we stop that?
I hate that
it's
word.
It's the worst word. It was
1996 is calling, and they want their word back.
It reminds me of like a GeoCities website.
I'm going to surf on the internet, Baron.
I remember the first time I used the internet. I honestly remember it. We had a computer class where we had to do typing, ninth grade. So this would have been 1990, what, three-ish, four-ish?
Mm-hmm.
We had typing. And to this day, I'm actually a good typist because I had a, like,
right.
I can really bang out some words because I had a good typing teacher. She was strict. She came around. She had the ruler, and she'd hit the bottom of your wrist and kind of get your wrist up. She was good, and I'm glad. I'm very thankful for her. But my friend Adam Lackey, who sat to my left, he was a friend of mine since elementary school, good kid. He said, "See that button right there?" So he goes, "Watch this," and he pushed it, and this empty square came up. And in the empty square, he put the word web crawler. And I was like, "What is web crawler?" He goes, "Watch this," and he hit it. And as a web crawler thing came up, I had no idea what it was. It was this page. I didn't know they were called pages at the time. I called them squares. Like, what's in that square? He's like, "You can find the lyrics to any song on this
right thing. Here."
Yeah, right here. And I was like, "Really?"
He's like, "Wait, what?"
Yeah. So we're like, "Punch in Nirvana, Lithium." That was the first thing we looked up. Boom, came up. The whole lyrics right there came up, and that was slowly. It was like
right.
a 9600 baud modem. But yeah, so we were surfing the internet. And we used
cyber surfing.
We used the term cyber. That's what he told me. He said, "This is cyber world." That's what he called it. This is cyber world. And I was like, "What is cyber world?" He's like, "It's a whole planet." So then, of course, I go home and bug my mom, and we get Prodigy.
Yeah.
On our 50s, or no, we had 28K. Now, the school was 9600, but we had 26K or 28K
28,
at
yeah.
home. And it was like lightning fast. You opened up a page and you hardly had time to go to the bathroom and get back, and it was almost opened.
Almost.
And it was like, whoa. I can see lyrics in like 45 seconds. Unbelievable. You know, you used to have to like write the record company.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd send you like a sheet back or, you know. But now.
Now it's all at your fingertips.
10 minutes, you could have it. Now I've got a supercomputer in my pocket. Talk about surfing the web.
Do you remember?
So can we stop using cyber? That's the whole point of this.
There was a movie from like 93 or 94. It's called The Web or The Net, something like that. And Sandra Bullock's in it. And Dennis Miller's in it.
Yes.
And it's the most dated movie like on Earth. It's unbelievable. Because like one of the dudes, that, like it's a, and it's one of those things, of course, the government's stalking her because she knows something or whatever. And one of the guys that's like feeding her tips is his like screen name is Cyber Bob. And I remember it being like really cheesy in like when it came out. So can you imagine? I haven't watched it since then. But I think it came out in 94 or 95. And it was like already like terribly dated and awful. But can you imagine it now? Like I should watch it and report back. I'm not
going to
do that.
No, we're not going to, of course. But that's interesting. Cyber Bob.
Cyber Bob.
Yeah, let's stop using the word cyber. You know, if you want to shop on Monday, just call it like Online Monday or something.
Or just be like, "I'm going to get some deals on the computer."
Yeah. Be like, "There's some computer deals that start this week." Who's this?
It's Clint.
That's right, Clint. I'm not doing a very good job of screening calls today. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, I already got Mr. Campbell's signature. I'm happy for that. So,
how did you get Mr. Campbell's signature?
He signed a book, The Crimson Cowboy.
Jack Campbell, you signing other people's books?
Or me.
That's incredible. Did you sign his book?
Yeah. I come down and picked it up.
That's great. Huh, okay.
Because he kind of complains, "Well, you know, you get it from Sherman." I said, "Well, I ain't going to be able to make it."
That's right, I remember
that. They just signed a book for me.
That's right. He came in.
He said, "You want me to sign?" Yeah, man, signed the book. So,
well, I signed the book.
How about that? I appreciate that, sir. All right. Hey, a caravan, I'm going to hang up and listen. I know you got new rules. What's going on with the caravan? And I'll listen to your comment.
All right. That's great. I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks. Caravan has partially made it. I was reading an update this morning from the people in Tijuana. The people down in TJ are not amused with the caravan.
Yeah?
Because they're blocking up streets, they're parked in their soccer fields and their baseball fields and camping out. As you can imagine, once the caravan got there, all the support fizzled. All the people who were supplying water and places to go to the restroom and food and all that, they stopped doing that once the caravan got to the U.S. border. They're processing about 100 asylum applications a day. And the people of Tijuana depend on being able to cross the border back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So keep that all as a backdrop. And here's what's happening. You have dueling, competing protests, I guess. I don't know if you'd call these protests. But you have dueling competing demonstrations back and forth. The asylum seekers are the marchers, the caravan, they're trying to get into the United States, and they don't want anyone to stop them. So they're trying to overwhelm the ports of entries. They're frustrated about the asylum situation. They're wanting to file lawsuits and all this. The local Tijuanans are saying, stop doing this. You're going to cause them to shut down this port of entry, and we depend on this for our livelihood. There are a lot of people in Tijuana that go back and forth every day. They come in the United States, they work, they go home. And they don't want the port of entry closed down. You know, they're working in San Diego.
Right.
At some Mexican joint.
Yep.
The last thing in the world they want is not to be able to get to their job. And so, actually, I doubt they have too many Mexican joints in San Diego. They might be roofers, masons. They might be, you know, not the masons that are taking over the world. I'm talking about the...
Right. No, I know what you mean.
Talking about, like, stonemasons, like building mailboxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they might be also taking over the world. You never know. But that, so that's what's going on. That's what's going on. About 3,000 of them have already showed up. About another, they said 10,000 to 14,000 on the way.
Jeez.
I know. I know. You tell me, jeez. That's substantial. That's substantial. All right. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. I've got good news for all our listeners. I know the holiday season's around the corner. We just talked about Black Friday. We talked about Cyber Monday. We talked about Small Business Saturday. How about this? How about 10% off every day between now and Christmas at Heirloom Jewelers, if you just mention you listen to News and Views?
Dang.
Yeah, 10% off at Heirloom Jewelers. Just mention you listen to News and Views. So if you go in and say, hey, my buddy Jack, my buddy Baron, buddy Dave, on the radio, he told us to come in here, check out your selection. I'm just telling you right now, he has the most unique selection of engagement rings you've ever seen. Now, he's got the modern sets, you know, that are really stylish and cool, and everybody's running to get those modern sets. But take a look at some of these antique heirloom quality bridal sets he has. Some of these engagement rings. Really, really unique, cool pieces that you're not going to find anywhere else. So get by Heirloom Jewelers and get the chance. Mention you heard it here. Save 10%. Now, when you're talking jewelry, 10% is a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, when you're talking jewelry, you're talking hundreds of dollars on up to thousands of dollars. Now, if you say you're buying a $2,000 ring, that's $200. Say you're buying a $5,000 ring, that's $500. That you're just saving just because you listen to News and Views. So, guys,
just because you listen,
get by there when you get a chance. Plus, if you've got some stuff, he'll take it off your hands. He'll help you trade up. He'll give you cold hard cash, whatever you want to do. It's Troop Booth. Now, he's not open on Monday.
So you can't go today.
Don't go today. Make your plans to go tomorrow through Friday till 5 o'clock, 9 to noon on Saturday. So, we'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, 'tis the season to have friends and family visiting and sleeping on that old, wore-out, lumpy mattress your kids abandoned when they left for college. Mr. Sandman has nice queen mattresses from $299, okay queen mattresses from $179, nice king mats from $349. We have luxury mattresses at very good sale prices from Serta, Jameson, Scandinavian, and the fabulous Scott Brothers premium sets by Vestonic. We have a huge selection of metal beds and headboards on sale. Mr. Sandman sells adjustable bases for hundreds less than the competitors advertise them for. We are locally owned with mattresses and beds in stock for prompt delivery or pickup. We have the area's largest selection of really nice mattresses, including latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We're not pushy. Take your time. Mr. Sandman is a discounter with excellent customer service and amazing values. We're located on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, voted Montgomery's best year after year.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley
Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. These cruises include a holiday dinner, live entertainment, and a cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 7th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Make memories with your family, friends, or coworkers this holiday season on the Harriet 2. For more information, go to FunandMontgomery.com.
From the Fox Business Network, Apple shares are lower after the Wall Street Journal reported the company made another round of iPhone XR production cuts in the past week. Shares of iPhone suppliers are also losing ground. Carlos Ghosn, the man considered the savior of carmaker Nissan, has been arrested in Tokyo, accused of significant acts of financial misconduct. The 64-year-old Ghosn is being removed as chairman. He's accused of understating his income and improperly using company assets. Ghosn's legacy has been under attack recently in Japan, where the company was cutting corners by failing to do proper safety inspections required there. Don't want to cook a turkey for hours on Thanksgiving? More restaurants are opening for the holiday. Business Insider says 28 chains will have selective locations open for Thanksgiving. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice string of days on this Thanksgiving week. Our forecast for today calling for a lot of sunshine with a high temperature up to about 68. Can't beat that. Mostly cloudy tonight. Maybe a shower in the overnight hours as a front moves through. Low 51. Tomorrow, some clouds early, giving way to sunshine. A little cooler. High 61. 39 the low tomorrow night. Wednesday, sunshine with a high in the lower 60s. A great Thanksgiving forecast. Lots of sun. High in the lower 60s. Then a storm system arrives Friday night into Iron Bowl Saturday. We'll keep an eye on that forecast to see if it has any effect on the game. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit and think about myself, and then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yet there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy hair. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream.
Yeah. I know this is
Mama,
a timely ad considering the topics we've discussed the last couple of segments, but Mr. Sandman has long-lasting mattresses. And he's got great, comfortable mattresses. Bedding, pillows, the pillows at Mr. Sandman. My goodness, some of you guys, you'll go out and spend good money on a mattress. You'll do all this other stuff. And then you'll go buy like a $9 pillow from Walmart. And I'm like, what are you doing to yourself? I spent all this money on a mattress. I still can't get a good night's sleep because your pillow sucks. I'm telling you, go to Mr. Sandman. Just for a tiny, tiny bit more than that, you'll have a pillow that'll last you years and is comfortable and cool and helps regulate the temperature of your head and basically your whole body. So anyway, just get by there when you get a chance. Mr. Sandman, he's got two locations. He makes it easy on you. He was sick of the people that have to travel from all north of the river down, you know, trudge down here, the covered wagons and all that. No. He just wanted to make it easy. Highway 14, right across from the Dollar General in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman has a mattress superstore right there. He also has the original location right here next to the Dairy Queen, or across from the Dairy Queen on Atlanta Highway. Mr. Sandman, David Justice, my friend over there, the mattress superstore that has won awards. It's award-winning, like our radio show, Campbell.
I know.
Not everybody has won awards.
It's true.
You're award-winning.
It's
like
true.
18 out of 20 years.
Yeah, 18 out of 20 years he won the best mattress store. And the other 2 years, Russians. Russian interference.
Definitely.
Oh, no kidding.
Dave has won awards. Jack Campbell's won awards. I've won awards. It's award-winning radio.
It is.
And
we have award-winning advertisers.
And Mr. Sandman has won awards. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Our number 272-9228. Go ahead.
You done?
No, go ahead.
No, are you done?
I am finished.
I met Marcy and Tom.
Who are they?
They're listeners.
What made you think of that?
I met them Friday.
I thought because I was playing Sex and Candy from Marcy Playground.
No, I wouldn't think that. And when I saw the Marcy.
Yeah.
That reminded me of Marcy and Tom Horton. I met the other day at lunch.
They may not want everyone to know they're listening.
Well, then they'll stop listening, I guess. But she heard my voice.
Yeah, but who listens?
Everybody.
Everybody.
You're the guy on the radio.
She said that.
Yeah, and I said, I am.
You must talk loud at restaurants.
Well, I do talk loud anyway. And I don't know if it's because I'm deaf, but I'll say something. People are like, shut up. You can't say that.
And that's what it is.
Yeah, people do it to me all the time.
Jack can be like, that's Sarah Beth. So have you heard about her? I'm like, shh. I have. So is everyone else.
I don't know a soul named Sarah Beth. You made that up.
I did.
That's why I used it as an example.
Yeah, exactly.
Our number 272-9228. The reason I asked you about Black Friday is apparently there's brutally cold weather in store. And they're talking about Black Friday because it's going to be so brutally cold that it will actually harm the economy. Because so many people normally go out and shop.
Why don't they call it Black Friday?
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, because that kind of has negative connotations,
right? Puts your business in the black.
Right, I've heard that, but I don't think that's it.
I think it used to be true.
That's used to be what they did?
Yeah.
If you're not making if you're requiring the day after Thanksgiving to be what sets you positive for the year, maybe time to rethink your business model or get into another business.
I believe that was during the Depression.
Oh.
Was it? And that's why.
Everybody got to pull the Depression card.
That's why Roosevelt made Thursday, you know, the holiday, so then most people would have off for Friday so they could juice the economy, because it used to be...
Well, bad now. All these people eating grits. You know, that's where grits came from, I was told. The recession.
Yeah. The Depression?
Yeah.
They've been around longer than the damn Depression.
I don't know that that's true. I told that people started eating their chickens because they were so hungry, they would eat the chickens, and then they had all this chicken feed, so they boiled it up and made grits out of it. Added butter and salt. That's what I was told.
Gotta add something.
It's the worst.
You're eating paste. I mean, I love them, but you got to do it right.
You don't like them?
I love grits. Yeah.
You like salt and pepper and butter?
Yeah.
Some people put sugar on them.
Yeah.
I can eat them with a...
They're not from around
that's
here.
That's strange. They're real strange.
I can eat them with an over-easy egg on top of them.
I can eat anything with an over-easy egg.
I like to mix eggs and grits.
You know what? I don't care what the leftovers are. You can throw an over-easy egg on it. Chinese leftovers with leftover fried rice with an over-easy egg. That is a dish. That is breakfast of champion material.
I do not over easy.
You don't over easy?
No,
you medium?
Sir. Medium well.
What?
I like a little yellow coming out, but not much.
You know, that's right. And you know why? You're the one that always screwed up my order at the farmer's market when we used to eat breakfast down there.
Oh, my fault.
Because I would order over easy, and he would order...
Medium well.
Beef jerky.
Right.
And,
is that even an egg? Why not just get them scrambled?
Well...
I do that a lot. But when I poach an egg, I know exactly how to do it.
Yeah?
And minutes. I have an egg timer.
Yeah?
Flip it over. 3 minutes, and I wait about 10 more seconds.
Do you do it in a simmer or a rolling boil?
One of those. I just do it in a little
egg
poach
cup?
Pan.
Oh, you use a
that
pan?
Has, yeah, I cheat with the little silver cups in it.
That's just a boiled egg. I mean, that's just a cooked egg, though.
But it sure makes over toast.
No, those are good.
If you make a little vortex, just get simmering water,
add a little vinegar, yeah.
Add a little salt, yep. And do like a little vortex, and drop your egg real slowly right into the middle of that vortex, 3 minutes. Pull that buddy out. It is velvety.
Turn the heat off, put the cover on it, 4 minutes. and then you're not worried about the heat. Like, seriously, if your heat's uneven or anything like that.
Well, yeah, but if it's just a low simmer.
I'm just saying.
But how do you keep your vortex going?
Oh, see, I don't know how to do that.
But I'm saying
that's why I just drop it in there. No, I tried that one time. You told me about it, and
it didn't work.
I must have done it wrong.
Well, when you do it, what it does is, you know,
yeah, it keeps the albumin like in the thing.
It tightens it up.
Right.
Yeah. So
I understand the concept, but I wasn't able to accomplish it.
So your egg just everywhere when you pull
a little bit. I mean, you lose a little bit, but if you just crack it, like, you know,
right, I got you.
Yeah,
I'm not a cracking egg.
You do?
I've cracked an egg.
Yeah.
That's why I don't ever order Eggs Benedict anywhere. It's always too runny.
Nah, it's not.
Jack.
Actually, Baron told me I was making steak and eggs, and he said, so I had the steak. I showed him a picture of it. He goes, all right, now crack the egg and count to about 30.
That's it.
And I was like, no. It's kind of like a dare.
Yeah.
All right, but you got to figure they're pasteurized, so you're not going to die. And I was like, all right, and I did it, and I was like, that's the best egg I've ever
had.
It's
the best.
Oh, that's what I did the other day when I sent you those pictures.
It's the way
I did it exactly that way. It's the same heat as the steak pan.
Yep.
And just
count to 30.
Yeah.
What did you put it in? Did you cook it in the steak juice?
Just put it in the skillet. Yeah,
just a little butter down in there.
If you want to.
You could put a half tablespoon of butter under it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're scared. You're
crazy.
Well, if you got the right pan.
Yeah, mine was fine. I didn't put anything in it. I moved the steaks out of the way.
Yeah, but if you got enough seasoning on your cast iron skillet, it's not going to stick.
Nope. Didn't stick at all. Stick. Came right off.
But while you're seasoning it, you need a tremendous amount of fat in your pan, or it will stick. But once it's seasoned, you're fine. Someone texted, liquid chicken is gross. Are they talking about eggs?
Probably.
They don't like eggs? Who doesn't like eggs?
Communists.
Communists and terrorists.
That's right. Not Americans.
Holy mackerel. That's terrifying. That's terrifying. You know, you can get... There was a time, it was last year, maybe the year before. Eggs were so cheap at Costco, I did the price. Per gram of protein in a 24-pack of eggs was 1 penny per gram of protein.
Jeez.
You can't starve to death in America at a penny. Because, you know, the way we treat our eggs, you don't even need to cook them. You just crack them and eat them.
Correct.
You cannot starve to death in America. Yeah. Not at a penny a gram of protein. For like 7 cents, you can stay alive for the whole day.
For the whole day.
There's 7 cents sitting on that ledge right there. I'm looking at it.
There's more than that.
I stay alive for a week.
Yeah.
All right, 272. How did all that come
to? I have no idea. So much news. Just because I mentioned Marcy and Tom.
Yeah, we digress a lot.
So much news, and it's 43 after, and we've covered none of it.
Yeah.
None of it.
I think this might be my influence because this is how Thursday's show went.
I got Julian Assange news. I got Florida recount news.
I love the Florida recount news.
It's over.
She resigned, Brenda Snipes.
She resigned and the recount's over.
Why'd she resign? A lot of pressure.
Well, she said, no, not if she's to be believed. She said she resigned to go spend more time with her family.
You could have if you hadn't had a recount.
They need to come up with a new excuse, and you'd be like, I'm going to go to Bermuda for a couple weeks.
In the version she saw, she said Snipes, 75 years old, expressed a desire to spend more time with her family.
She's 75.
The exact effective date of the resignation was unclear Saturday evening. So all you got to do is say, I'm resigning. I'm 75. It's time to move on. Time to get going. What lies ahead, I have no way of knowing. I mean, you can quote Tom Petty if you want to. Right in your letter there.
Nelson ever concede?
Yeah, he all conceded.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did late, I think yesterday, right?
Yeah, the Georgia people conceded, the Florida people conceded.
But what's her, Abrams said, while he's the governor, he didn't win it legitimately or something like that.
He's
she left it. Oh, I know, but she, you know, of course, they mad.
I don't care if they think I stole it, because we're going to steal the mayor's race.
Hey, I'd rather have $1 million and explain how I got it than not have $1 million.
Amen. Amen. Dave's back, so it's 95% food talk.
I'm a big guy. What are you gonna do?
This is sad news, and it's on a competing radio station, but I'm gonna cover it anyway. Longtime caller to the Paul Feinbaum show, Tammy Bullard.
It's a tragedy.
Yeah, passed away Friday morning on an accident on 280 between Merkel Mountain and Old Sylacauga Highway. Just a tragedy, an absolute tragedy. Apparently a truck going the other way lost control, hit her head on and killed her.
Yeah, a wheel came off, I think. And
This is the reason I bring it up, though, at quarter to 11 o'clock on what is not a slow news day, but we've turned into a slow news day. She She was merely an occasional caller to a local talk radio show. Yet when she passed away, it was the lead story on almost every news station in the state of Alabama.
Because you know why? Everybody knew her. Even if you didn't know her, you knew her.
You knew who she was.
Right.
Talk radio in Alabama in particular has a tremendous importance to the community. And I haven't figured out what that is. It's more important than other places. You go to bigger cities than this, we have 13 hours a day of live talk radio where you can call in, talk, provided the host isn't being a jackass like me, where you can call in, talk on the air, ask your questions, talk to politicians. They'll come in. They'll talk directly to you. You know, provided they're not jackasses and they don't forget who got them there.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, I mean, it's an absolute treasure. And right now, the homeostasis in Montgomery right now. Now, we've gone through periods where we had total jackasses on the radio around here that were ruining it for everybody. But right now, there's a really good mix of people, not just on our station, and I'm obviously biased to Blue Water, but there are good talk radio shows all over the river region, sports talk, news talk.
We have friends on other networks.
I have
other
very good friends that are on the air on other stations. Could they compete with us directly? There are a number of stations around the state. You can go up into Birmingham. They have multiple talk radio stations. Huntsville, multiple talk radio stations. Mobile has talk radio stations.
Dothan
has a talk radio station. Unbelievable. They have an AM talk radio station, and people listen to it. If you buy, if you're running a race in Dothan, you got to buy it.
They also read Ricky Stokes.
That's true.
They do.
You know?
They do.
Everybody.
Everybody down there reads Ricky Stokes. What I'm saying is, I don't know, you go into other states, you go into Nashville, they don't have 13 hours a day of live local talk radio. They don't have 6 hours a day of local talk radio. They pipe their stuff in from New York. You go to New York, it's local, but they're piping their stuff. They don't cover anything local, and no local people can get in.
Right.
Washington, D.C. is not focused on local issues. You go to Atlanta. Atlanta has a two-hour local show in the evening on their major talk radio station. The rest of it's just piped in.
Yeah.
There's something about the state of Alabama and talk radio which is just woven into the fabric of the community in such an intense way that when a caller to talk radio passes away, it leads the news on multiple news outlets around the state. Like big news outlets. I'm not going to go name them, but big news outlets.
Yes.
And I just thought I would point that out because...
Yeah, I was at home Friday, and I had it on... It was late Friday after like 4:30 or something. I had the SEC channel on, and it flashed her picture up there. I don't remember her last name, Tammy something.
Bullard.
Yeah, Bullard. And it said her, you know, date of birth or year of birth or year of death, and I thought... Was she a sideline reporter or something? I just didn't make the connection because it was, I guess, during the Feinbaum show.
Well, that's when the news broke.
Yeah. And so I had to leave. And then later it hit me. I said, that's the crazy Auburn woman that calls into Feinbaum.
Yeah.
And it made me sad, you know, because you feel like you know these people.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, it's... It's more than sad. It started making me reflect Friday about the callers we have and the good callers we have and even some of the bad callers we have that I've come to like. It's interesting. Somebody texted and said they compete, but you kicked their ass. Well, yeah, that's a given.
Duh.
But the reality is, I mean, you take a liking to these people.
I know. I mean, like small claims, we got to know him when he used to call in and give us hell. And I don't. If I saw Biloxi Gambler on the street, I probably wouldn't know him, or Red Top. But there are others that I see that I know, but we're all still friends. We're all a little community. And you do get to be buddies with the people who call.
Yeah.
Ronnie sent me a picture of himself, and it just scared me to death. He looked like one of the swamp people. He's grown his damn beard so long. But you know... And it's really nice, and I really do appreciate when people come up to me and say they're listeners. So if you ever see me out and you know who I am and I don't know who you are, please come up and tell me hello because I love meeting our listeners.
But anyway, I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah.
272-9228. I've gotten some news, and it's something we talked about prior to the show starting. Clark Morris, who replaced George Beck when he was cut loose... from the U.S. Attorney's Office, will be taking over the Special Prosecutions Division for the state of Alabama.
Who is this guy? Clark?
It's a woman, Clark. I think it's A. Clark Morris.
Oh, I think I know who she is.
She worked at the U.S. Attorney's Office for a long time. Big corruption fighter. So there's been some turnover over there, and she will be taking over the chief of that division.
What's her last name?
Morris.
Morris.
Yeah. She'll be taken over in due time.
I think that's a good.
My gut is it's a good pick. Certainly can't be worse. We'll be back.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and buddy, here we go. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yes, Bubba, the holidays are here, and we have fresh crop pecans in at Tucker Pecan. We've got them in the shell, halves, pieces, roasted and salted, fresh crop, candies, chocolates. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We have the easiest shopping available. You call us up, send us a list, we take care of the rest. Your Christmas shopping for your family and friends is done in a hurry. If they don't want pecans or candies, you just need a little gift for your next door neighbor, come on down to Tucker Pecan, where we have the best gift selection in town. We have jewelry, we have purses, we have sweaters, we have jams, we have seasonings, we have the Little Bull seasoning. We have all kinds of great things at Tucker Pecan, plus plenty and plenty of Christmas ornaments for to make your tree the best in town, Bubba, the best.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and maybe you've been thinking about purchasing a new utility vehicle, but good grief, have you seen and priced those things lately? Now, I don't need some souped up desert racing or mountain climbing machine, but a traditional rugged UTV for chores around my home, business, or hunting property. So if you're like me, I'd like to introduce you to the best kept secret in utility vehicles, the Landstar by American Landmaster. These rugged and dependable vehicles start out at only $46.99 for the two-wheel drive models, and the four-wheel drive models start at only $66.99. The Landstar is made in the USA and equipped with Kohler and Honda engines that carry a three-year warranty. And this month, we're offering 0% interest for 36 months or monthly payments starting as low as $93. So if you're in the market for a traditional, rugged, and dependable UTV, come by and test drive the Landstar exclusively at CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, my friend, it seems your eyes are troubled, care to share your time with me. Would you say you're feeling low and so a good idea would be to get it off of your mind. See you and me have a better time than most can be. My life better than the best. So we'll get to pull on through whatever tears it is. Whatever holds us down and if nothing can make
Dave Matthews. I don't like the new stuff. I don't like the new stuff.
There's like every band.
Do what?
Every band we've argued about on this show or discussed at all, Dave Matthews is my least favorite.
Really?
They're literally, this is burning my ears. They're so bad.
Are you serious?
Yeah, what a terrible band. No redeeming qualities.
You are out of your damn mind.
Not entertaining.
Extreme. Oh, they're good musicians. Boyd Tinsley in the violin.
Kill yourself.
He's dead,
is he? I don't know.
Yeah, he is. I like Rob Thomas, but everybody says I'm crazy.
Matchbox
20.
And he did Smooth, right, with Carlos Santana?
Yeah, so he's like, you know, driving his rocket car back to his gold-plated house right now.
Yeah. But, I don't, look.
Isn't he British?
No, he's Florida white trash.
Rob Thomas is?
Yeah, he's straight up Florida white trash.
Oh, the worst kind of white trash.
Right, that's why.
Florida
white Whiskey trash. Tango? I think that's right. He's definitely Whiskey Tango.
That's crazy.
But guy could write some hooks. I'll give him that.
Who?
Dave? Rob Thomas.
Oh, Rob Thomas. Yeah,
he's good. I won't give Dave. I won't give your other guy no quarter here.
Holy mackerel!
All your
blistering me by text message.
Yeah, I say all your callers that are our age are calling in just apoplectic, or you know, or I'm surprised the nobody cares about the
nobody
music.
Nobody cares talk. About Dave Matthews. Yeah. I mean, he's
right. He's so milquetoast. Nobody cares about him. That's the thing.
Under the Table and Dreaming was a dino. Crash was a dynamite album. You should see poor Jack's face. He doesn't get it.
And malcontent on the show.
I will come out and tell you I was right. We are going to end up with 53 Republican senators. There's still a runoff in Mississippi, and the Democrats are going to try to steal that one, too. Not going to happen. There are 52 confirmed Republicans. It will expand to 53.
Well, Mitch is wanting to confirm all these federal judges.
Cocaine Mitch, he cannot be stopped. He is
fed. Jeff Flake is stopping him.
Well, then we'll just do it when Jeff Flake's gone.
Yeah,
we'll get two more Republicans and hammer it through.
I'm with you.
I'm with me, too.
Cocaine Mitch got him a plan.
I don't know how to cover this Assange story, so I'm going to set it aside for now. What do you guys make of the fact that there's probably over 1,000 dead people in California and it's already off the news? Nobody's talking about it?
No, you haven't been watching.
I've got my back to the monitor.
I know, but they've been talking a lot about it.
Frightening.
There's almost 1,000 not accounted for, and you know those people are not alive.
No, they're not alive. Mm. Most of them are dead.
Now, why are so many people dead? Did this thing just... I haven't, and I admit this, I really haven't been following it too much. Because it's California, and I really don't know people out there. But I mean, I do, but not in the affected areas. Did this thing surprise everybody?
I think so.
That there's 80 people dead and 1,000 unaccounted for?
I think the severity and how fast it spread, yes, I think.
Whenever Fox talks about it, they put quotations and marks around the word campfire. Was this started by a campfire?
No. I think it's called campfire. There's a camp, California or something like that. So that's why they're calling it a campfire. It was started, I believe, by PG&E.
I was going to say that. That's what I'm looking for.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
Yeah.
A PG&E line dropped, and they didn't de-energize the lines. Oh. And I think they'll eventually be held probably responsible for this by the time it's all said and done.